Today, I've got a short time, and I love all the performances that we've heard today. It's been awesome, inspiring. Living Stone is just out of this world. So your ability to engage us, to carry us along, the young man that just performed, is a natural performer, natural. Don't let anything touch what you carry. Don't let no mentor, don't let nobody come tell you, follow me, I'm this, that is a lie. Just do what you do. That was natural and engaging and inspiring. And all the sisters that sang, all the BVs, amazing. You guys are awesome. The poets, Dambozi and Precious, amazing. Thank you guys for always bringing out inspiration. When it comes to the things of God, thank you for always being the best. The way you lose what you carry is by wanting to be a fake star. And I want to show you stars this morning as I speak to you about the stars and the warriors. The story of Esther, who is also called Hadassah, and Mordecai. I want you to listen to me this morning because I feel that today is going to be marked in history. You would make up your mind about something and it's going to change the rest of your life. Also, thank God for the way Pastor Laddie conducted the interview. Amazing. That's you putting yourself in charge. In charge of the football mountain. In charge. Next week, we're going to have our banking and finance entrepreneurial Sunday. And what we're going to do next week is we're going to commit £100,000 to helping our communities further. We're going to do these things because God has asked us to do it. God has a plan. But you see, the plan cannot materialize without the people. The people and the plan must come together in a season and carry out the plan of God. And God says, "For I know the thoughts that I think." It says, "It is thought that I think not towards angels, but toward you." When is a man going to grow up to meet up with the thought of God for their lives? And what will make that happen is the environment, the situation, the atmosphere that I belong to. In other words, I can go to church. I can participate in church. But if my church or where I participate in service is not in tune with time, if it is not a now movement, then it will miss God and I will miss God in turn. Because remember that church is not the building. Church is not the hotel that we meet in. It is people that are bound together because of what God is doing in a time and a season. And so when we talk about each of these mountains, what we are saying in other words is simple. When we come to our football Sunday, someone says, what kind of a church does football Sunday? What does that even mean? No, God is in every area of human endeavor where there are people. God is not happy that Chelsea or Arsenal is the only one that can gather this kind of people. He wants to be involved. All things were created, not some things. All things were created for His pleasure. But when God wants to bless, He wants to bless people who are after His pleasure. Meaning, people who would say, "God, what pleases you?" And that's why I want to tell you a quick story of a lady who lost his father and mother. I want you to start from Esther. Esther chapter 1. Quickly this afternoon, I want you to see what God is showing us in this season, at this time. Why? So that you can be in tune. Been complaining about the church all week. The church is not in tune with what God is doing in the world at this time. And that's why God will come to you and say, your mind is fresh. Can you tune in? Can you turn the frequency? Can you receive from the cloud by tuning into the frequency? And in the life of this lady, she had always been destined to be royalty. But I'm sorry to say this. Whatever was holding her life back had to go. In this case, was her father and her mother had to go because of the call of God over the life of Hadassah. Hadassah was meant to be Esther. The name Esther means star. Are you listening to me? Oh my God, I'm not sure you're ready for what I'm about to say. I said the name Esther stands for a star. But you see, at the midnight hour, there are things that covers the star. You can't see them. When the sun is too bright, the star is of no use until it gets to the night season. We start with the sun on Friday, but I want to show you something that is more than the sun. God set the stars into place. He never asked Abraham to count the moon or the star. The moon or the sun. He told Abraham, count the stars. And Abraham got to a place where he can't count. Can I first submit the number one thing to you on that one? It doesn't matter how many we are here this afternoon. Everyone, a star, but under the same atmosphere. So a person shining cannot stop you, because he told them to count the star. But that's not even where I'm going. I hope you learned something quick from that. Esther chapter 1, quickly.
This is what happened during the time of Xerxes. These Xerxes who ruled over 127 provinces.
This guy already had 127 nations. God is not interested in taking those nations one by one. He had allowed this guy to take all the nations. So what God needs to do is to take this guy. God is interested in anything and everyone that is powerful, because he gave them that power to take it. Lord God, I don't think they are hearing me this morning. It's not just interested in John Terry, that's a footballer, right? Or Ronaldo. He's interested in their honor. Is interested in the person that controls all that field, not the field alone. It's not just interested in Chelsea, it's interested in the football world. So you cannot just dream to be a footballer, that would be too small. That would be too small. It's interested in the combination. So each time you see associations forming, they say, you see, this industry is never regulated. But now everybody's coming together to regulate it. They didn't hear me. I wish you prayed. Once you see them coming together and say, we're going to regulate crypto now, they become an association, they become one body, then God is interested, because it is an easier job. It just needs to get the person in charge of it all. Are you listening to me? And if your capacity cannot carry what I'm saying, then I'm not speaking to you. People have come and gone. I'm speaking to a generation that understands takeover and that knows that nothing is bigger than them. When God brings people together, it's because of a person. What started in Esther chapter 1 is to speak about one lady who will take the whole world soon. I said, when God gathers people, it is about one person. David, who will carry out his will. And that could be Esther this afternoon. That could be Esther. Read on, sister.
127 provinces stretching from India to Kush.
Do you know what Kush is? Africa. They never called Africa by Africa's name. They called him by the name of a man, Cush. For Noah had 3 sons. And each time they refer to you, most of you here, they call you Cush. This guy had so much power. And they, I wish this was Thursday. This guy had so much power. He stretched from India to Kush. But what is amazing is that his story will be told in one book, and that one book will be called the book of a lady called Esther. The story of India to Kush, the man who has power. I wonder what will be written long after we are gone. If your name will just be in the book of history as a person who bought a little flat in Camberwell, it would have been better you didn't come to this world. Esther is going to deal with a king. Is going to have power. And this king, I don't care what that name means, Xerxes. It would not be in history if Esther did not exist. This king is what the Bible calls in Genesis 1 the lesser light. They rule by the day. But you see, there is a star in the heavens that is going to make the kingdom of this king relevant, if at all. Her name is Esther. Read on, sister.
At that time, King Xerxes reigned from his royal throne in the citadel of Susa. And in the 3rd year of his reign, he gave a banquet for all his nobles and officials, the military leaders of Persia and Media, the princes and the nobles of the provinces were present.
Everybody was present. Please listen to me, please. I beg of you. Everybody was present. All the powerful people. These are all leaders of industry. The nobles. These are the economists. The officials. These are the admin people. The military. These are the fighters. But I love when it came to the military. He said the military leaders of Persia and Media. This is the most powerful kingdom on the earth. Please follow this story.
For a full
the princes.
The princes and the nobles of the provinces.
So it's gathered all these guys. The princes were there. The prince of Qatar was there. All these guys were there. And then it put the nobles, the governors of every central bank. They were all there now. They are the nobles. Okay, read on. It's Sunday. Talk to me.
The nobles of the provinces were present.
Uh-huh.
For a full 180 days, he displayed the vast wealth of his kingdom.
Yeah.
And the splendor and glory of his majesty.
Yeah.
When the days were over, the king gave a banquet lasting 7 days.
Of course.
In the
of course. Yeah.
When the days were over, the king gave a banquet lasting 7 days.
Where?
In the enclosed garden of the king's palace. For all the people, from the least to the greatest, who were in the citadel of Susa.
It will call on Eve now. Sorry, we'll call on Vashti. Everybody was in Eden. From India to Kush, we were all in Eden. Why? It gave Adam one commission: replenish the earth, subdue it. So when I started that story from India to Kush, I'm talking of a king, listen now, that advanced further than Adam, but under Adam's power still. I told you the head of military was there. The governors of central banks were there. They were all in the enclosed garden. And what God was displaying there was his greatness. This king was displaying all of this in an enclosed garden of the king's palace. Oh my God. It's an enclosed garden because the king's palace has angels, cherubims and seraphims, but in the garden was man. So it wasn't okay, just read on, forget it.
The garden had hangings of white and blue linen.
Please, when you get back home, go and read the garden, and we will talk about the garden is talking about here, then we can be on the same page. Read on, sister.
White
quickly.
And blue linen fastened with cords of white linen and purple material.
There were couches of gold
and silver on a mosaic pavement.
Oh
of
my God.
Porphyry, marble, mother of pearl, and other costly stones. Wine was served in goblets of gold, each one different from the other, and the royal wine was abundant, in keeping with the king's liberality. By the king's command.
If you read this carefully, you will find each scripture for each line. The king's liberality. All those things are in your Bible so that you don't confuse the story of Esther for just a girl. Read on, please, because of time.
By the king's command, each guest was allowed to drink with no restrictions. For the king instructed all the wine stewards to serve each man what he wished.
Yep.
Queen Vashti also gave a banquet for the women in the royal palace of King Xerxes.
Okay.
On the seventh day, when King Xerxes was in high spirits from wine, he commanded these seven eunuchs who served him.
I told you something is about to snap for a change on the seventh day of the seventh month in your life. But are you able to stay with me during the course of this word, right? Everything is aligning. He commanded the seven eunuchs.
Who
served him. What are their names?
Mehuman. Bista.
Habona.
Bigtha. Abba. Zetha and Carcass.
I wish you did the Bible challenge, you know. But you didn't, so I can't talk to you on this stage. Read on. So we've got to locate all those seven guys in the New Testament. Because they sat the king. Never forget this. The Old Testament is a shadow. So whenever you see the shadow, it means the real body is around. These seven spirits of God, the seven spirits of counsel, wisdom, understanding, the spirit of might, the ones that will be upon the king's shoulder, they were with Adam in the beginning so that Adam can fulfill his mission. But what did he tell them to do?
to bring before him.
It told the seven innards to bring Vashti before him. It sent them on errand. The seven golden lampstand is sent on errand to the church. The message is sent to the church. The letter written among the church. So it did not send the nobles. What's the meaning of the word innards? It did not send the nobles. It did not send the central bank leaders. It did not send the military heads. It sent the innards, and there were seven in numbers. And it sends of Vashti, his wife, to display through Vashti the glory. So this guy has been displaying his wealth all for 180 days, but it has not reached the peak until Vashti shows up. Creation is not complete. Stop sleeping. Creation is not complete until you manifest. No matter how great God is, no matter how powerful God is, his reach can reach the whole earth without your completeness. But he sends for you through the innards.
The definition of a eunuch: a castrated man placed in charge.
Say that again.
A castrated man placed in charge or employed as a chamberlain in a palace.
Read it again. I'm not going to shy away from what it started from, because a what?
A castrated man.
A castrated man, he now has no ability to produce by himself. Is a eunuch, because by will for the service of the king, he has become castrated so that he has no more care for the things of himself. He is never going to see himself reproduced. He's just going to carry out. Oh my God, I feel the anointing of God in this place. He is castrated for the sake of the kingdom. So his artwork cannot produce. His intelligence castrated. His handsomeness castrated. He's not relying on his wisdom in order to make it in life. He is castrated. This sevenfold power of God is castrated. When he comes upon you and you can do your thing, it doesn't rest upon those who can do their thing. Yeah. So what happens is these seven spirits of God come upon those who are castrated. They only mate. They only mate with the castrated. It is heaven's sexuality. Pardon me. It is only the castrated. The wisdom of God, who is an angel, does not mate with a sexually active human, because they will not produce. So now these seven spirits, eunuchs, will go on an assignment to a woman that has not been castrated. So there cannot be production, because it is the flesh that must come first. Vashti was not his wife. Vashti was a queen. Esther will be the wife. Are you listening to me, Spark Nation? The church that came before is not the wife. It is not castrated. So God sends to display. God sends to display splendor. And that church says we're still in our own banquet. Talk to me, my sister. I want to preach. Can I preach to you this morning? I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Just talk to me for a minute. Malika Tusamande. Are there Esthers in this house? I said, are there Esthers in this house tonight? Are there Esthers in this house tonight? Are there Esthers in this house tonight? Give the Lord a shout of glory. 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 Oh my God. Feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. The seven spirits of God. They are all over this house right now. Those who want to get castrated, they are ready for you. Those who want to get to the next level, they are ready for you. Oh my God, the power of this call is so heavy here now. Wait, sit down. Been looking at Esther. I didn't even know the number of eunuchs that he sent was seven. On the seventh day of the seventh month, those eunuchs, they are speaking to you, teaching you your area of expertise. But if you are not castrated, you will be throwing party with the serpent and the scorpions in the garden. Somewhere around the corner. Talk to me.
To bring before him Queen Vashti, wearing her royal crown, in order to display her beauty to the people and nobles.
This guy has displayed all his wealth, but it's not complete. He needed Vashti. It is not good that man should be alone. I will create an helpmate for him. And now the king sends to Vashti. And he sent, why do you have to send seven people to call one person? Huh? I said, why do you have to send seven people if this is not shadow? Why did you send seven? Proverbs will tell us, I, wisdom, I dwell with, and he began to name the things that he dwells with, so that you can be convinced that it is the king that is calling you, Vashti. He sent seven to call. Talk to me.
For she was lovely to look at.
Say that again.
For she was lovely to look at.
Say that one more time.
For she was lovely to look
at. Verse 12.
But when the attendants delivered the king's command, Queen Vashti refused to come.
She was too lovely to look at. So she was entertaining the people looking at her. And she said, I cannot leave because this person still wants to see me. Some of you got what I just said. Some of you didn't. She was lovely. You know, most of the things you do in life is because you are being looked. But by the wrong crowd. They never mentioned the name of the people looking at her. The king asked all the angels and the powers of the world with her and say, if you leave that company, I want to show you. Some people know they should have been in Spark Nation years ago, but they are lovely to look at among the 10 people they are in. Looking at me. I'm not going to dive into this today. I'm not sure you're ready. She was lovely to look at, then the king became what?
Furious. And burned with anger.
So?
Since it was customary for the king to consult experts in the matters of law and justice, he spoke with the wise men.
Who did what?
Who understood the time.
Shabadebosa. What is this? What is going on? This king is so powerful that he reaches from India to Kush to Africa. And oh my God. And for him to change wives, a wife, he had to consult with those who understood times. There was somebody in the time called Star. You didn't understand what I just said. This house is about to explode. What is going on? He needed to consult wise men who understood time. Esther is coming. Vashti must misbehave. You didn't hear me. Sit down. I said, Esther is coming. Vashti must misbehave. So the king knows that it is more than a coincidence. This is not a matter of a stubborn woman. I sent seven spirits. They still did not respond. I'm coming though. Because you didn't understand why I said she is lovely to look at. So, he consulted those who understand time. And what did they tell him?
And were closest to the king. Karshina, Shirta, Admatha, Tarshish, Meris, Marcina, and Memucan. The seven nobles.
I don't think you understand what is going on. The first 7 days, the second 7 months. Because they understood times. This is times. So someone was saying in those days there was no January. It is still time. That makes it relevant in all times. You don't know the day you just entered into. The Holy Ghost is here. He is in this place. The Comforter has come. Talk to me. The Holy Ghost. What are you doing?
The Holy Ghost is here.
He is in this place. The Comforter. The Holy Ghost is here. The king consult with another 7 spirits again. Their job, wisdom of 1959 is only relevant today if it understands today. The first seven nobles were sent. Day unto day, he utter speech. Night there is not night time, it's months. The accomplishment of days. So when we get to the 31st of July, we say the days have been accomplished. The night, 12 o'clock, you say end of 31st of July, right? Or 30th. Night unto night, he reveals. Aliata, he shows. That night, the star will come out and you'll be able to see the stars more. There was someone coming. Adasa is coming. What did they tell him to do?
According to the law, what must be done to Queen Vashti? He asked. She has not obeyed the command of King Xerxes that the eunuchs have taken to her. Then Memucan replied in the presence of the king.
I'll show you Memucan on Thursday from Job. Talk to me.
Queen Vashti has done wrong, not only against the king, but also against all the nobles and the peoples for all provinces of King Xerxes.
Did you see who she wronged? You're not answering me anymore. Everybody. But she had no choice. Adam must have fallen. There's no way. This king was wiser than Adam. Yeah? Talk to me.
For the queen's conduct will become known to all the women.
I want you to go to Mordecai. The name Mordecai, let me just round up, please. The name Mordecai means warrior. The name Esther means star. The warrior and the star. I want you to actually read the advent of Esther. How did Esther come to be?
Now. There was in the citadel of...
Please, project the screen. Because I want to start my own message about the now church. Now, there was in the citadel. It is a matter of now. What was Vashti? Then, by the counsel of God, Vashti had become then. Now in the temple, in God's temple. What does citadel mean? Please, quickly. I want to round up now in a minute. It's Sunday, so I'm still going to do our Esther match. You're not close to 700 yet. There are close to 700 people here anyway. I mean, ladies. What does citadel mean?
A fortress or castle. I'll start again.
Talk to me.
A fortress or castle in or near a city intended for its defense. A place of
arms. How did I know that Mordecai was a warrior? Please read citadel again.
A fortress or castle in or near a city intended for its defense. A place of arms.
So now, verse 5.
Now, there was in the citadel.
So you can now call citadel a fortress, a city. There are ammunitions there.
Yes.
It is intended for the defense of what? Of that city?
Yes.
Of the nation?
Yes.
Talk to me, church. Who was in the citadel?
A Jew of the tribe of Benjamin.
Oh my God. Even that is a problem. It was a Jew of the tribe of the Croydon Connect. The inside family. A Jew of the tribe of Benjamin. What's his name?
Named Mordecai.
He was a warrior. The first place we found Mordecai in scripture is in the fighting place. Auntie's asleep. It's a good time to sleep though. Mordecai was first found in the fortress. Whoever will father you, where it must first be found, it's not in NHS. A non-warrior cannot father a star. Where did I find my father? I want to talk to you this afternoon. Sit down. We just found a father.
Yes,
His name is Mordecai. But we didn't know he's going to be a father. We just thought he was just found in the military cantonment. We find fathers in military cantonment first. We don't even know who born Vashti at all. Talk to me.
Named Mordecai.
His name was Warrior. The name of Mordecai, Warrior. Found in a fortress. Our fathers were not warriors. They were people who just like money and abroad. They like economic relief. They didn't fight for their cities. They didn't stay in the place of fighting for their own countries. So all of a sudden, we don't even know who daddy is. Are you American or Nigerian? Spent most of your life trying to be British. Daddy was not a fighter. Talk to me, Pastor Faith.
Named Mordecai, son of Jair, the son of Shimei.
And the son of who?
The son of Kish.
No time for this genealogy of heaven and earth. But listen to me. Go on.
Who had been carried into exile from...
Oh my God. Talk to me.
Who had been carried into exile...
By who?
From Jerusalem by Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon.
Nebuchadnezzar had so many problems. It is not just Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Mordecai, Kaliata. I'm going to show you New Testament this week. Whilst the other brothers fought in the king's palace, there was someone in the military. What if I told you Mordecai was a sniper? Only Job. So the nobles were wrought wonders in the king's palace. But in the military cantonment, for the Jews took the defense of the city and they took the nobility of the city. Spark Nation, your destiny is in every single place where there are people. Are you listening to me? So when I told you about the Mordecai Esther match that will happen in an hour or so now, it's a match of destiny. Don't be missing. It's a match to life. Don't be missing. What are we saying? We'll be found everywhere. Nebuchadnezzar miscarried. This guy carried. I love Nebuchadnezzar though. He took the best of the best. But read on because of time, so we can stop. We have to stop now. Oh my God, it's almost 4. Talk to me.
By Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon.
Livingstone, come and worship quickly. I've got to stop.
Among those taken captive with Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Mordecai had a cousin named Hadassah.
Whom?
Whom he had brought.
Whom he had brought up. The Bible will always say God brought him up. No. Mordecai, a fighter, a military guy. How are you in the fortress and at home front at the same time? Except if the fortress they were talking about was the home front. Wait. Wait. I would have to go ahead of myself. They said he lived in the citadel. A place intended for the defense of the city. Wait, wait. What was Esther's job? Esther would defend the city of the Jews. So when he talked about Mordecai, he was talking about Esther. Wait. They are not hearing me. They said, break it down. I just did. I said a citadel is a place, Pastor Dami read it, a place where a person dwells, intended a fortress. At a time they were going to erase the Jewish nation, what was the citadel? Esther, abide in me and my word abide in you. If you abide in me, oh my God, look, my inside is tearing. There's so much word right now. You didn't hear what I just said. I said to you, I just had to go ahead of myself and skip many processes because of time. Erased. Ikaliata. If the spirit of he that raised Jesus from the dead abides on the inside of you, he that raised Jesus from the dead will quicken your mortal body. The story of Esther and Mordecai had a lovely figure and was beautiful. No mention of Lucat. Mordecai had taken her as his own daughter. When? Huh? But if the spirit of E that raised Jesus, can I rest my case now? I don't think you understand the call that is over the church. When his father and mother died, Mordecai raised her, put him in her. If you abide in me and my word, and Mordecai began to have discussion. This citadel, Mordecai was raising a defense for the city. This defense was more than guns and knives. Is a person with a beauty, is a person that will enter into competition with other beauties of the world. Someone says, sister, when will you marry? When I'm through being raised. Did you hear what I just said? The raising of me is not over yet. It doesn't come with age. It comes with age. When Mordecai discovered that Esther was matured enough, he said, there's something going on again in the garden. The garden is ripe for the matured Esther now. There's something going on. It's a competition now. Know you not that those who run in a race run all. That one may win, and Esther won all of them. And he said, don't disclose your identity. And she goes in. Listen to me, Spark Nation. When her mother and father are dead, not talking about physical death now, Mordecai shows up on the scene as if he's always known that they would die soon. And the Bible says he raised her. A true military man knows how to raise. He understands that it's not going to be long that weapons, guns and knife will not fight for you. Yes, you don't seek protection by arming yourselves as well. No, you raise. She is now raised, Esther. How did this man raise a woman? I told you something. Women nurture children, and at a certain age, they have to turn them over to the men to raise. You start raising them when they are developing in your womb. I mean, nurturing them. There's a time that your wife job stops. It's now raising time. I said, Livingstone, I told you to come. Because if I don't see you, I'm not going to stop. I'm going to start the next verse. And it's going to be terrible. The Bible began to show us Mordecai. It's an order. The Bible began to show us Mordecai. The real story when we were raised in church. The real story of Mordecai began when they said a man who sat at the gate. How did the citadel become gate? Read on, sister. No, stand there, please. Actually, I shouldn't continue. I asked for 700 registration. I got 350. And there are 1,000 people plus here. Huh? You take the place of the Phoebes, right? Okay, then I can talk to you. Two more things I want to show you quickly. Because you asked, though. Talk to me.
When the king's order and edict had been proclaimed, many young women were brought to the city.
And why? Listen, this is what I wanted to show you. Many young women were brought to the palace. They brought them to the fortress. Oh my God. Because the new nation will be created after the order of the citadel, the fighting place. Many young women, now they are looking for the wife of the king. Many young women were brought to the citadel of Susa. That's the last place to do beauty contest. Why would you do beauty contest in a citadel? Why would you do beauty contest in the place of ammunition and defense? Because the next queen will be a defender of our nation. The next queen, the next people who are getting into the banking world and prominence, they will be defender of a cause. All these other girls should have known they will lose. Once they have taken them into the citadel and they don't understand the man of the citadel, they should know they will not get anywhere. You should know you will lose in life if you are not the defender of any cause. If you think you're just created to be looked at, it still doesn't mean anything. If you are just created to be looked upon as a lady, says she's so beautiful, the world is no longer looking for beauty. The world is looking for defenders. The world is looking for fighters raised by Mordecai. Forget your makeup, forget your cream. The world is looking for defenders. Are there defenders in this house right now? Lima, counsel, the seven spirit of God said, now you look for beauty. I need you to look for defenders now. God said, you look for church of beauty. He said, look at them, they're so great, but they are not defending any cause. Everybody is well behaved, but they don't have history. God said, bring the ladies to the citadel. Open the doors of the citadel. If they cannot stand ammunition, they cannot stand the king's palace. If they cannot stand the fortress, if they cannot stand the fortress, they cannot stand the king's palace. No wonder Esther was like that. Esther. I remember Esther, the lady of if I perish, I perish. When the time came, and we realized why our parents died. We realized why our parents never lived to raise her. We realized that God allowed her parent to go so that she can defend a whole city, the Jewish community, so that she can defend the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, then Jesus, I'm coming. Just a minute. Talk to me. What I know you heard. I'll repeat it soon. Talk to me, please.
We're brought to the citadel of Susa and put under the care of Hagar.
Guys, you still don't see that this is just New Testament. This is Paul. You don't know. Oh. Esther also,
Esther also was taken to the king's palace.
Please, where were others? Where was Esther? You're not talking to me now. You're looking at it as if I'm not reading the Bible anymore. Please read the Bible. Start from verse 8 again.
When the king's order and edict had been proclaimed, many young women were brought to...
Look at this. They called them many. They mentioned Esther by name.
Yes,
go to the king's palace. Many go to the citadel. Why? Mordecai had been to the citadel. Esther was there already. So she can move forward now. She's all right. We already know she's a fighter. When you see Esther, you see Mordecai. Because he raised her. You already know this one is a defender. He raised her. You don't need to explain to Esther who God is. Says she's been with Mordecai. He said, that's fine, come. You don't need to explain giving to Esther. Said she's been with Peter. They said, come. She knows giving. She understands it. You don't need to do the check for holiness. Says she's in Spark Nation. She knows pity. Come. You guys, go and stop. My son did not listen to me. What is S factor? Why are you going through this chain? It is not time. You've not been here for a long time. Just support me. Pity, don't go through those stuff. It's not many people. You can finish before you start. It was raised by Mordecai. So they told her to go to the palace and entrusted to Hagar,
who had charge of the harem. She pleased him and won his favor. Immediately, he provided her with her beauty treatments and special...
Because of who Esther has been with, they have taken her name out of the many ladies. Oh my God. Ladies, would you please listen to me? I beg of you. Because of Mordecai. Look at the favor. Not because of God. Mordecai, who had been trained in the citadel, carried as an exile of Nebuchadnezzar to Babylon because of him. She has to be looked after because of who he's been with, the fighter, the military guy that he has been with, our real father. Our father. No way. are sleeping. I want to close for real. I'm not making no altar call. If you've got a soul, here for the first time in a minute, you're going to lay hands on them and you're going to lead them to the Lord. Next week is banking and financing. After this service, I need 1,000 of you to walk with me. It's the Esther Mordecai walk. 20 minutes of walk. It's a say nothing walk. It's just the seven spirit and the counselor calls this morning and say, you know what? Come to the king's palace. We're going to worship. It's always going to be about who you've been with. I know how they change in the Anglo-Saxon community. You're an individual. I know your place as well. Many women, they already failed before they started. So, selection of the judges before the winner before game start didn't start today. It's always going to be Esther. Please. They never told us any of Esther's quality apart from her bodily look. But they told us who raised her. So at the end of the day, it's always going to be about who raised you. It's about who raised her. So every service is our raising service. If this same spirit, who I know is the Holy Ghost, this winning spirit, this audacious spirit, this unrelenting spirit, this selfless spirit, if the same spirit is in you, you will skip many processes in life. You will not be subject. Esther's star was what dimmed Vashti's moon. Again, we go to Job. When the readers of times understood there is a defender of nation, the Jewish nation was small and Haman wanted to destroy them all, and Mordecai comes back to have a greater conversation with his daughter Esther. He said, you've got to do something now about the salvation of the Jewish nation. And you know what our father told her? Mordecai told her, he said, if you don't rise up for their salvation, God will raise another person. And God told her, Mordecai told her, you'll never see a single place where Esther prayed to God. He followed the word of her father. She followed the word of her father. And said, you've got to do something about it. And she called for two banquets. So this weekend, maybe I should talk to you about two banquets and the warrior. Haman ends up on the cross that he dug for Mordecai. Because of Mordecai's daughter who knows how to fight. Esther proved herself to have been in the citadel, even though she was never there, by saying, if I perish, I perish. There is one mission. Spark Nation is a mission of if I perish, I perish. If that's not your mindset, you will not be here for long. But whilst you're here, we thank you for being here. I need us to worship now. We have a 20 minutes walk. All the leaders will take formation. I want all the ladies in front first. I learned 400 registration for ladies. There are over 600 here. So even if you didn't, we're just going to walk. Will the world understand why we're walking? No. So your own 20 minutes walk means you've passed through the citadel. You don't need it again. Someone says, I want to go through all the process of life. It's long. The process we've gone through for 14 years, you don't need to. I worship you. I worship you.